This is The Pulse, stories at the heart of health, science, and innovation. I'm Alana Gordon, filling in for Mike and Scott. The horrific mass shooting at a gay nightclub in Orlando has heightened conversations about guns, hate crimes, and terrorism. For Stephanie Preston, a licensed counselor in Orlando who has fond memories of that nightclub, she's been thinking a lot about the importance of community supports right now.
We really need to continue to have safe spaces for people to gather together.
Preston mainly works with college students who identify as LGBTQ. She says in the weeks ahead, once the TV cameras go away and the heightened national attention passes, it will be critical to make sure that enough resources are available to help people cope with the long-term trauma of what happened. She plans to do a lot of listening.
We're very used to the hard work of, you know, just sitting with people's pain and being compassionate. And there's such an art and a science to just kind of carrying that. And then when my own grief gets triggered, and I still need to do that job for the people that I serve, from my LGBTQ clients who are grieving, you know, I've been really tired, but I know I've got some time to rest, you know, and it's a sad time here. It's a really sad time.
What has it been like in your kind of work? Has there been a lot of people coming to seek and talk to you or to talk to counselors? Have counselors like yourself been trying to organize spaces for people? What has this looked like?
It's been really, really incredible. I have been very moved and very touched by people reaching out. And so really everywhere in the community here in Orlando, there's been folks who, yes, have come out to gather. And this is really sort of what, you know, mental health professionals do, counselors, psychologists. They wait quietly and ready to bear witness and to listen. And so people have been just wanting to come and just to talk and have unscripted space. You know, the young LGBTQ folks have definitely sought out, you know, just coming together and just being with each other.
Professionals like Stephanie Preston have jumped right into the fray. But the general public is trying to make a difference, too. We've seen that through the long lines wrapped around the outside of blood banks, of people wanting to give blood in support of the victims of the shooting.
Hundreds of people answered the call yesterday for blood donors.
So I came because I've been in scenarios like this where people have been injured, and I know that when you have mass casualty, there's a lot of people that need blood.
And blood centers across the metro Atlanta area saying they've also experienced more traffic and interest today.
Officials say the outpouring of support has been overwhelming. Donors are also pitching in here in Colorado. A Muslim couple is among those who gave blood today.
People all over the country have been turning out. But how exactly does blood donation work, especially in times of heightened need? Miriam Markowitz is the head of the American Association of Blood Banks.
Literally Sunday morning, communications began. There was a beginning to understand what products needed to be moved down there immediately. When you do not know the nature and extent of the needs of the patients and the victims, then you're sending down what we call universal products. And we're ensuring that we get those immediately available based upon how the hospital and their blood center and their supplier is saying what they think their needs are.
Markowitz says when someone donates blood, or what she calls products, it takes up to 3 days to screen it for everything from HIV to hepatitis to West Nile virus. Once the blood has been cleared, it can be stored for up to 42 days. Which, she says, makes it really unlikely that people wanting to donate blood would be directly helping victims in Orlando, at least in the immediate aftermath.
Yeah, no, that's really the emotional reality, and the truth is it doesn't. It may stay in the region, but the people who are in that crisis right now, their products are coming off the shelf from the local, regional, and national inventory.
Still, Markowitz says those people who are stepping up to donate blood are saving lives every single day. Mass shootings have all too tragically been a frequent topic on our show. We've explored grief, gun technology, even the epidemiology of violence. We've put together a special podcast this week that showcases these discussions. You can find it on iTunes or wherever you get our podcast.